ever stumble into a corner of the internet and it
Yeah.
feels like everyone's speaking another language.
Totally. Like you
Yeah.
walked into the wrong conference room and you're
Yeah.
like,
Everyone's got their own like secret
don't
handshake.
belong here.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's in on the joke except me.
That's 4chan in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And in this deep dive, the stakes are particularly high because we're talking AI chatbots.
Ahoo, okay.
You, our listeners sent us this thread from 4chan called Tardku the Kissless.web. And at
Okay.
first
All
glance,
right.
it's a lot of memes,
Yeah.
a lot of infighting, a
Right.
lot of
That's a
jargon.
lot to unpack.
It is,
Yeah.
but if we can unpack it, I think it reveals something really fascinating about this community that's obsessed with these AI models, especially GPT.
Yeah, and how they get access to them, because it's not always easy, right? They're
Okay.
using these things called proxies.
Right. Like these are the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, like a back door.
These AI models are usually locked behind paywalls or require some serious tech skills.
And not everyone's got those?
Not everyone has those.
Right, so
So
they need these
they
workarounds.
need the proxies.
Yeah.
And that brings us to what this thread is actually about, the scrappening.
The scrappening.
It's this massive, like, digital earthquake in this community. And at the center of it all is Scrappy.
Okay.
Scrappy is the owner of this popular AI proxy, and Scrappy decided to revoke access for a bunch of users.
And the community is not happy.
The community is not happy.
Not happy at all.
Understatement.
So this thread that we're about to delve into is basically the fallout of this decision.
Yes. And to understand this thread, you kind of need like a 4chan decoder ring.
Okay, so what am I looking for here? What are the like what are the things that are going to come up over and over again?
Okay, so we've got scrapelets.
Break
They're
them.
like these digital scavengers cobbling together AI tools from like
Oh, wow.
whatever scraps of code they can find online.
Resourceful.
Very resourceful.
Okay.
Then we've got burner tokens.
Burner token.
These are like disposable email addresses.
Oh,
They
snap.
use those to access these AI proxies.
Smart.
And then, of course, we have OAI,
OpenAI.
the masterminds behind GPT.
Okay, they're like the rock stars of this whole thing.
Exactly. Everyone wants
The celebrity
a
status.
backstage pass.
Okay.
And this thread is the backstage pass
Got it.
to this very specific, very strange
Right. I
drama.
am so ready.
So we're talking betrayals,
Okay.
power struggles, and this never-ending quest to control
Yeah.
this very valuable resource,
Which is
which is
AI.
AI.
Okay.
So buckle up.
I'm ready.
We're decoding
Yes.
the scrappening.
Let's do it.
We're going to meet the key players,
Okay.
unpack this timeline, and try to explore what makes this community tick.
I'm in. Let's go.
Okay, so we've got our decoder rings. We know the lingo. Time to meet the cast of characters, starting with
All right, let's do it.
Scrappy,
Scrappy.
the proxy owner at the heart of it all.
Okay, the main character of this whole drama.
Yeah, you could say the antagonist or the protagonist,
Oh, we don't know.
depending on who you ask.
We don't know.
Right.
Right.
And then there's this mysterious figure, Mystery Man.
Mystery Man, what do they do?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Okay.
Did they play a role in all of this?
Interesting.
The thread is full of speculation.
Okay.
And then we've got these other characters like Dog Puncher and Antigonus who are like,
Yeah, who are these names?
I know, just adding fuel to the fire.
Okay.
They're like the peanut gallery,
Great.
commenting on everything as it unfolds.
So to really understand how this all went down,
Yeah.
we need to
We
rewind
need to go back.
back to the beginning.
What were the first signs
Yes.
that this proxy was going to go down?
Give me the early warning signs.
Well, it all starts with Mystery Man
Mystery Man.
bragging about causing trouble,
Oh no.
hinting that maybe they get people banned from Scrappy's proxy.
So already we've got like this
Yeah,
cloud.
theatrics.
Yes.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
Oh no.
the proxy crashes.
It's down.
Users are locked out.
They're freaking out.
Complete meltdown.
Oh, it's exploding.
Accusations fly.
Finger pointing.
Panic sets in.
Oh yeah.
And the memes
The memes.
reach peak absurdity.
Of course.
It is truly something to behold.
Okay.
And then, just when you think it can't get any weirder,
Uh-oh.
Scrappy returns.
What?
Scrappy comes back.
They're back online.
Back
They need
online.
to explain themselves.
But instead of like a clear explanation,
Yeah.
we get this cryptic mix of denials and admissions.
Okay, they're not addressing the allegations.
No, it's very vague.
Oh, this is so classic.
Right.
Yeah.
So naturally, this just makes the community even more upset.
Oh, yeah.
People are calling Scrappy crappy.
Oh, no.
Things spiral even further.
Out of control.
Out of control. And remember those burner tokens we talked about?
Yeah.
People start posting them en masse.
What? What?
It's like a digital protest. Like, you can take away our proxy.
Yeah.
But you can't take away our AI freedom.
Wow. So this wasn't just about a proxy going down. It's about something bigger.
It's about power.
Okay.
Who has it? Who doesn't?
Yeah. Who controls the AI?
Exactly. Because for these users, Scrappy held the keys to this world.
And then they changed the locks.
They did. They changed the locks. And for some people, this was their creative outlet.
Right.
This was their hobby, their passion.
This is how they were spending their free time. And it was just taken away.
Gone.
I can see why they're upset.
Yeah. So while it might seem silly from the outside looking in,
okay,
this whole thing really reveals a very real anxiety about access,
okay,
control.
Got it.
And the future of AI.
The future of AI.
So we've got this whole community, right? They're reeling. They're upset. What happens next?
Well, get this. Scrappy comes back.
No way.
Yeah. Scrappy returns to the thread.
Okay, so what's the damage control? What do they say?
It's a lot of sorry, not sorry kind of vibes. Yeah. Like a little bit of apology, blaming it on tech issues. Oh, and they even reactivate some of the banned tokens.
Really? Trying to smooth things over. But does it work? Is the community buying it?
Mm. It's a mixed bag, you know. Some people are like, all right, we'll see how this goes. But others, they're not so sure. Definitely still some trust issues brewing there.
I mean, can you blame them? It's like a soap opera, this whole thing.
Totally. Betrayal, drama. And through it all, you see this very human need to belong, to have access, to be in control, especially when it comes to something like AI.
That's what makes it so fascinating, right? This isn't just about some code and a proxy. It's about how we interact with tech, how we form communities, and how we react when those things are disrupted.
Exactly. It makes you think about the bigger picture, you know, the ethics of it all. Who gets to control AI? What are the rules? The scrappening thing, it might seem like a small blip in the grand scheme of things, but it sparks some important conversations.
For sure. And it reminds us that even in the depths of the internet, even on 4chan with all its, well, 4chan-ness, we find these very real, very human stories.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that whenever you think you've got the internet figured out, there's always something new, something surprising waiting right around the corner.
And sometimes those weird corners of the internet, they teach us more about ourselves than we ever expected. So yeah, stay curious out there, everyone. You never know what you might find.